This is how we learn the Mishnah. Is that we go with the font? We're good? Okay. So the Gemara says this is referring to Chulin, to Tomei Bechulin. How kol Sheichetin? Afilu Tomei Bechulin. Even if the Sheichet is Tomei, even if the Sheichet came home from Beis HaKvoros, maybe he was visiting somebody in the hospital, and somebody died in the hospital, even the Sheichet is Tomei, he can still shecht. Hakol shecht and afilu atomei. The Gemara says, "My lemeimer, what? Why would we need to know this then? Of course, there's no iser in being metame chulin. A koyin, there's certainly surim of a koyin cannot become tomei. A koyin cannot be metame himself. But meicha teisa, there's any din that a yisrael cannot become tomei." Or it cannot be metame something. V'afilu tamei yisrael. My lemeimra, the chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. We're talking about a situation where a person was mekabel, a person accepted upon themselves that they'll pretend they're a kohen. They will pretend a kohen wannabe, right? Or they are an aliyah l'regel wannabe. They want to have it in their mindset that they're going into Yerushalayim. So they're going to Beis HaMikdash. They want to do everything al tay. They want to be ready to go into Beis HaMikdash at any possible time. So therefore, they run their homes ki'ilu, they're kayanim, ki'ilu they have to be ready for Mikdash. So their chulin shenasu al tarvis hakodesh. Gemara says there's a machloikis tanoim is quoted in chulin lamed dalet amid beis. A machloikis tanoim is quoted in nida ayin aleph amid beis. Chulin shenasu al tarvis hakodesh ke kodesh domu oik lav ke kodesh domu. So what's the Mishnah saying? Hakol Sheichetin. Hakol Sheichetin means even a Tomei Koyin who is serving a community or a person who is eating Chulin al Taras HaKodesh, he wants to be able to put up a sign next to his Hechsher. He wants to be able to put Lo'eichle Chulin al Taras HaKodesh, Nishchetu Lo'eichle Chulin al Taras HaKodesh. That we've been very, what is it? We've been very careful. It means that if the sheikhid was tamei, he used a very long knife to make sure he wouldn't touch the meat after the animal died. Chulin shenasu taras hakodesh kekodesh dom. So the Gemara says that this din that we just said hakol sheikhatin, and hakol sheikhatin means I took a precaution. That means I paskin that. Chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh kekodesh domu. Ketzad, explain a little better. Ketzad uoyset. Maybe sakin arucha v'sheichet ba kidei shelo yiga bebosa. So the halacha would be that this sheichet, in order to be able to say glad kosher and to be able to say al nas al taras hakodesh, he took an extra precaution, right? Glad kosher means they took an extra precaution in making sure that there were no sirches on the lungs. And al taras hakodesh means they took an extra precaution. So Gemara says, and why would I need to take an extra precaution? Because kekodesh damu. Because it's like hektish. What does that mean? Is a machlekes with it's like hektish, not like hektish. But that's what chulin al taras hakodesh is kektish. What's the machlekes? And how could there be a machlekes if it's my kabbalah, my neder? So, I took the neder. So what does it mean? I took a neder al taras hakodesh, and now Chazal are telling me what my neder was. No, I decided to be al taras. So maybe I have certain degrees. Maybe I do chol of Yisrael like Reb Moshe, chol of companies. Right, maybe I'll do Chol of Yisrael that when that I'll always do chol like the Rugas HaBoisem. It has to be a Jew has to watch it. Maybe I will do chol of Yisrael like the Arugas HaBoisem when I'm in a metropolitan area. Maybe I'll do the chol of Yisrael when I'm traveling. It's up to me to decide, right? What my neder is going to be in chol of Yisrael. If I say I'm going to do chol of Yisrael, meaning I'm not going to follow Rabbi Isha. I'm going to say that I need to have a Jew watching over it. The government inspector is not good enough. So that's my kabbalah. So then the rabbi is going to say, oh, now we'll tell you exactly what that means. Maybe I'll do chol of Yisrael for milk, but not for ice cream. And so how can the Gemara say, oh, there's a kabbalah of altaras hakodesh, and we machlekes tanoim kikodesh dam. What does that mean, kikodesh dam? Gemara goes on. Gemara says, and what's the second part? So hakol sheichet, it means that if we want to shecht al taras hakodesh, then hakol sheichten with long knives. And what's ushchitase kesheira? Ube mugdosh, and if it's mamish hektish, and the sheichet is tomei, and Tosfos does acrobatics to figure out how did this tomei sheichet get into the base? I mean, we should be hoisting him out to begin with. He's not supposed to be there. So Tosfos says, no, it happened all of a sudden. The sheretz dropped on him as he was shechted. Otherwise, why is he there? I have a Tosfos says, maybe he has a super long knife. He's a lo yitochin. He tells you how long the Ezra's Yisrael is. Can you imagine a sheichet being outside of the Ezra's Noshim? Outside the Chayel. Mamish, where people go now. And then he has his knife all the way into the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Kuvlam Re'yama, it's not possible. So it must be, he became Tomei. U'mugdoshin lo yishchit. Why? Shema yiga v'boser. V'im shochat v'oimer bore li shaloi nagati shchitosik sheira. Chutz mecher v'sheita v'kotn. Afilu v'chulin gireda. The Ovad Nami. The Ovad Nami loy. That a chayr, a sheit of a cotton, we're not going to be makabel the shechita. Why? So our mission says, Shema Yiskalkalus, the Gemara expands it. Shema Yeshu, Shema Yidrasu, Shema Yachlidu. What about Hagron Iker? We'll discuss it. Vukulan Sheshachatu. What's Vukulan Sheshachatu? Aha, Ile Mecher sheit of a cotton should be v'im shochatu. Ela atomei b'chulin. Ha'amer l'charchilin ami shochet. So why are we saying now v'kulin sheshochatu? Ela atomei b'mugdoshin b'borili sagi. The Gemara says that atomei who shecht, we know the din. The din is that as long as he insists that he didn't touch the meat, the lesser come on, the neshayla. But he's not there to ask. If he's not there to ask, then we will be certain, then we makabel his shechita b'di'evet. Right? So now, Rabba Bar'ula, and we learn the Mishnah. Hakol shoychatin means that if you have a Jew who's eating chulin al taras hakodesh, you have a person who once dreams he'd love to be a koyin, so we take care of him like koyin. Hakol shoychatin means if you're shechting meat for this person, make sure you use a long knife. If you don't use a long knife, also be kosher. Sounds like if you don't use a long knife and you touch the meat, you got to tell the kohen you can't eat this, right? But we can work it out lechadchila. And baril hektish, even though we just paskin, even though this is all based on then chulin anas al taras hakodesh ke kodesh dama. But we're saying, but real hektish, mugdashin, a real kayin, not a pseudo kayin, not a falsa kayin, they call him. You know what a falsa kayin is? A false kayin. The people whose names are Kohn, but they're not kayin. Ellis Island Kohn, kayin. So in Yiddish they're called falsa kayin, fake kayin. Trump wasn't the first one to figure out fake. That we forget that false or kayin. But if he's a real kayin, a real kayin, So then, what do you mean, people? We just said Chulin should nasa tavsik kodesh damu. So, kasha number one is why are we discussing whether it's kid kodesh damu or not? Whatever is neder is neder. Number two is if you're telling me that it's kid kodesh damu, so now why are we saying uvim mukdoshin? But if it's really faktish, don't start you have to use a long knife, right? But l'chachila we would say, don't do it. Long knife, don't get involved. Tomei, we don't need you, right? It became Tomei, Sheretz and Mikdash, you're about to shecht, yank him out, get a, but if he shechted anyways, and he is clear, and he says, Borili, no, so why not? He said he didn't touch the meat, so of course he is Nemonos. But what happens if he's not there? So we know the Koyin did the Shechita and he rushed out. Why did he rush out? He said, I became Tommy. He yells as he does the Shechita and runs out. He says, just before the Shechita, I became Tommy. He runs out to go to figure to ask a Shiloh when he has to go to Victor B'chula. What do you do with the meat? Saloch is Shechita Osek Sheva. He's not coming to Shaila. All right, that's all the very, very beginning of the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, "Do we really need this over here?" Mehasa Nafke. Gemara questions that Mehocha Nafke. What is this doing in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin? We know this already. Mehasam nafke, kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitasan kisherin. Kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitasan. Any, this is referring to kodshim. Shchitasan kisherin sheshchita kisherin bizarim. Even the korban can be done by non-kohen b'noshim. We'll come back to our first mishnah, of our first taisnus. Ba'avodim. Ubitmeim, viafilu b'kotchi kotchim, uvavad shelo yiyu temeim noigin ba'boser. As long as the tummy doesn't touch the meat, the animal's not a problem. Taisvis, we're not going to go into now, but please learn it. What about the animal who's mefarches, who's on his way out, but he's still alive, right? Again, later on we'll discuss mefarches. It'll slow us down too much to discuss it right now. So Gemara says, So how can you tell me this is the Mishnah? We have a beferish Mishnah about Mukdashim. Hacha ikir hasam aini de tana sharp sulim tana nami tami bim Mukdashim. Iba yisema hasam ikir de bekashim koi. Hacha aini de tana tami bechulin tani nami tami Mukdashim. Alright. Gemara says, We have two Mishnayos on it. Which is the Ikir, which is the Tafel. It could go either way. Either this is the Ikir because how Kol Shoichden is really opening the Mesichta of Chulin with the din of Tomei Sheshachat. Tomei Sheshachat B'chulin. So let's discuss Tomei Sheshachat B'Doshim. Or the other way around. That the Ikir is in Zvachim. We're discussing Korbanos. That's the Mukdashim. Here, hey, Yois, that we're discussing Tami Bechul, and we discuss Mukdashin as well. All right, but at the end of the day, just a question of the style of the Rabbi Nos. Good. So, what did we learn in this Mishnah? So, we learned that we have two halachis. A Tomei cannot shecht hektish. Right? It says in Zvachim, a Tomei can shecht hektish. It means, b'di'evet. If he shechts b'di'evet, and he told, and then it's kosher. We accept it. Atomei sheshachat mukdashim b'di'evet. Lechadchila b'di'evet, we would ask him. But lechadchila, he shouldn't shech. Why not give him a long knife? Why shouldn't he shech? Koyen is about to shech. Now, Azor is about to shech. As he's about to shech, he realizes the sheretz on him. So he's Tomei. So the halach is,
He ready to shech, holding the knife. Machelus biyadei. No, stop. Why? Why don't we tell him to be super careful? Don't touch the meat. No? What's the answer? Why shouldn't he shecht? Who's that?
Make it like a fence.
So that's what Rashi says. Is that suyaga de raisa de rabbanon? Ubimukdashin lecharchila lo yishchait. V'yafilo besakin arucha. Kevon de muzar minat Torah shelo yitamei. Kidachsev v'ni hine nazati lechos mishmeris rumasi. Oma beinan shmira gozu rabbanan lecharchila mishum lech lechamin nazir zchor zchor lekamu leisakar. So that since the Torah says there is an iser letame mukdash kevon de muzim and atorish letame kidachsev v'nihine nazati lecha es mishmeris rumasi. Oma beinan shmira, they rise to the rabbanon. Gozur rabbanon lecharchila, so Chazal made a gzera lecharchila. What? What's the basis for that? Nazir, and Nazir, we say, schor schor lekama. Don't even go to the vineyard. Can't have wine. Don't even go near the grapes. And mishmeris. So we have a lechayra and din de iraisa to make a suyog legabe kodesh. The suyog la taira in the beginning of Ovais. Not so clear how to be magdir. According to the, I think the Ramchal says it's a din de iraisa to make suyogim. Sounds like there's a din de rabbanon. Hey, or mushlosh adorim. Over here, by Kodshim, so it's very clear. By Kodshim, Rashi says that there's a din de'iraisa to create shmira for Kodshim, a din de'iraisa to protect Kodshim. Oma b'inan shmira, Chazal then made the specific shmira. So again, the Shoychet in Beis HaMikdash became Tomei. Can he shecht or can he not shecht? So the halach is he cannot shecht. He says, but I want to use, I'll use my special long knife. I won't even come near the meat. Awesome. The Chazal, apparently Chazal, then Iser Shechita. An Iser Shechita with a loy plug. Doesn't matter how far you're standing, how many guys are watching, restraining you, doesn't matter. Cover the animal, doesn't matter. Lo yishchait. Alright? Okay. So now we have clear. Tomim b'mukdashim. See, there are Mishnah and Zvachim, or Mishnah, Chulin, Bezim, and Aleph. Somebody became Tomim right away. You'll go through the Taisvasin, Lacher Pirkus, and the Zor became Tomim. So we tell them it's also letame, he said, I won't be metame. He said, the Rabbanon, Gezeir Hashem Yiga. All right, good, Gevaldik. What happens if he did shech? So did Chazal say that he can't have the meat? No, not Likuba. Chazal didn't make it possible. Chazal said, he has to assure us. He has to be meyin. He didn't touch the meat. Another shmira. What happens if he shechted and he's not there to tell us? But unless I come on, that's our Mishnah. Ushchitosik Sheira, that if we cannot be Mevarer, Chazal did not go so far as to be Choshesh, that he was the game of Bosser and didn't tell us. No. Okay, that's the dip. What's the first phrase? Hakul Sheikhatin. Hakul Sheikhatin. So Hakul Sheikhatin is Chulin. Shinar, high level chulin. Right? The mesichta of chulin begins. Chulin is after zvachim and menachis. Chulin is in kodshim. So the chulin opens up with the highest level of chulin. Chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. Rashi says the kobil olei ke kodesh domu
V'chayav libodol midir rabbanon. V'chayav libodol midir rabbanon. Mikol tumois apoislois bohen. V'yafilu hochi l'chadchilo u'besaken arucho gidim mefarish. So what's pshat in chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh ke kodesh damu? What's ke kodesh damu?
It's like it's
kachim,
but not actually
kachim. So how far do we take it?
Kachim derabanan.
Okay. So how far do you take it?
The gzera of Chazal would apply.
Okay. Can he shecht with a regulation size knife and say, I'll be careful not to touch the meat? No. But the Eved, they're similar. But the Eved, if you don't follow the rules, they're going to be kosher. But El Chanchila, if it's done on Taras HaKodesh, if it's Mamish Hektish, Chazal made a huge siyog. No special knives. No kunsen. Awesome. Flat. Loy plugs. If it's chulin and nasal taras or kodesh, if it's lavke kodesh damu, so that means be careful. Don't touch the meat. Ke kodesh damu. What's ke kodesh damu? Then Chazal made a suyag. I said, I'm what was I mekavel lechol betaras hakodesh. He made a neder. He's going to have his chulin keilu as hektish. What does that mean? Before he sits down, he'll make sure that everyone in the family is torn. That no tummy has a stempel on it. Nishchal taras hakodesh. Good. That's if it's lavki kodesh damu. Right, lavka kodesh damu means no suyagim. Just you made a kabbalah. The kibul alei lechol b'taras hakodesh. Kid kodesh damu means that Reuven made a kabbalah, and Chazal are telling him that kabbalah means it's not just a kabbalah of what you're eating. But you were makabel mishmeres, not a mishmeres the way they are real hektish, not such a mishmeres, but some mishmeres. So our mission is telling us, hakol according to Rabbi Barula, hakol shoychetin, high level chulin aratzaratzar kodesh, ke kodesh damu, ke kodesh damu, that in your nether, in your kabbalah, is a kabbalah of shmirah v'ektish. Does that mean that Chazal are saying this is what you had in mind? Are Chazal saying there is no such thing as hektish without some suyog? Hektish means you're making a shmirah. So if you say that you're eating b'taras hakodesh, that means there's some kind of shmirah. Ki kodesh damu v'chayiv libodol min rabbanon mikol tumis apois leisben. Chayiv libodol min rabbanon mikol tumis apois leisben. Sounds like that there's an iser in becoming tumi. That's part of the deal of taras hakodesh. Rabban says, Pirish Rashi, Da lehuziru Yisrael al tarvus chuleyin, that when it says, Tomei b'chulin mailem meimra, so Rashi says, there's no iser in making chulin tomei. Ve'enay b'chuber. She'ein hakpoda be'isur tum'osan, elo loyma shelechadchila Moiser Oison Lehen Vein Tairin. Vachoi Dechiyaminon Vachulin Shenasu Taras HaKadosh Loi Osu Lashminin Ela Shein Tairin Aval Iser Ein Bitumasa. Demand the Amr Kodesh Damu Lav Le Iser Tuma. Umander Malav Kodesh Damu Lav Le Eter Tumasa. Ela Bidin Tarosan Pelige Shaloi Kedivre Rashi. Ramban says, read Rashi carefully, and Ramban Tcholik in this. He says that Rashi takes Al Taras HaKodesh one step further. That Chazal said it's Osir. Right? Usually, Isur Tumah is only a Koyin. No such thing as a Zor becoming. A Zor has ramifications, becoming Tameh. If a Zor becomes Tameh, it can't go into Mikdash. But there's no Isur to become Tameh. A Koyin is also becoming Tameh. A Koyin cannot go to Beis HaKvaris, it's also become Tameh. A Yisrael goes to Beis HaKvaris, and then he has to figure out how he's going to get to Beis HaMikdash. Right? A Koyin has to be in the state of always being ready for Beis HaMikdash. A Yisrael is the Rachonis. So, Chulin Shenasul Taras HaKodesh, Rashi says, that means, what was the Kambola? The Kambola was that he's going to conduct himself with an Iser to become Tomei. And included in that is that he's not, that he will, included in that is that the Shoichet, who is preparing food for Altaras HaKodesh, has to use a Suyag. And according to Ramban, it's all Kodesh Dom, is only the din of Shmira. There is no additional East. He was not Mekabel. He was Mekabel upon himself that he won't eat Chulin Temeyim. He was not Mekabel upon himself that he'll treat his home like a Koyin. According to Rashi, Al Taras HaKodesh means I conduct myself Kilo Makoyin. I conduct myself Ki'ilu I have to go to Beis HaMikdash. And according to Ramban, I'm not accepting any Iser. I am refraining from eating Chulin Temeyin. What's the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban? Why is it Rashi says included in Al Taras HaKodesh is an Iser, and the Ramban says no Iser? No? What's the answer? The answer to the first question about Hayatachim that Chazal instruct me what my Kabbalah is, L'chayra. I'm not 100% sure because I believe that there are two places in Shas, three places, Chulin Taras HaKodesh comes up. One is our Mishnah, one is Chulin Lamedalin, where the Machlekes is quoted, a three-way Machlekes. Whether Chulin Shenasu Taras HaKodesh is Lavka Kodesh Domu, and it's just an Hanhoga that my food is Tor, not Tomei, or it's Kodesh Domu, or it's Ketruma Domu. And I'm makbid on a shlishi lutuma, or it's mamish kekdesh and I'm makbid on a rabbi lutuma. Three way machlekes. There's a mishnah in Nida, a complicated mishnah, that talks about the water that's going to be used in the preparing of the korban pesach. Now that water has to be prepared al taras hakodesh because it's going to be used for korban pesach, and if it becomes tum, I have to get different water. L'chayra, that mishnah is revealed in. This water has to be, it's not a hanhoga, a kabbalah. The water that I'm going to use for the Korban Pesach, so how careful do I have to be in using that water? Gemara says, can a tvul yoim, if the tvul yoim touches the water will not be good for Korban Pesach. If a tfulya only touches the keli, it'll be okay, because the tfulya is a sheni, and the keli will not become tomei. But if he touches the water becomes tomei from the sheni.
That's l'chara din. That's not l'chara kabbalah. So l'chara, the pshat is that there, that when a person says they're going to conduct themselves kechulin shenasa al taras hakodesh, they are tying into that preset din that we have l'gabei korban pesach. L'gabei that preset din is a machlokes whether kekodesh dam or not. Right? Did Chazal say on the water that I'm preparing for korban pesach that it's, I have to prepare all the suyogim? According to Ramban, did they create an Easter? According to Ramban, didn't they create a suyag that after the tul yom can't do it? So therefore, I have a suyag here that I have to use I have to use a long knife. Or is there no suyag that they can, the tul yom can use it? Just be careful. Amir also can check and be careful. All right. Just let's finish up. What's the machlokes between Ramban and Rashi? Machlokes is, according to Rashi, Chulin Anas al Taras HaKodesh, Chazal is saying that you've tied into a model. We're not imposing upon you. There's a model of having things around that are going to be used for Hekdesh. Now, you want to say your home is Kiilu, everything is ready for Hekdesh? We're telling you what that means. Kikodesh Damo. Kikodesh Damo. According to Rashi, it is usur for you now, Min Rabbanon, to make your food tame. It is usur Min Rabbanon. Maybe not. For the Sheikhet to Shech without a long knife. And according to the Ramban, there's only Surim over here. It means that if the food becomes tummy, you don't have it. It doesn't become tummy, you have it. What's the machlokes? Is that good?
If you need a pasuk to create a siyagana, so the Rambam said you need to have a pasuk if you want to create a siyagana or a bana, it needs to be a pasuk, but this just won't be accepted by himself. Or Rashi can say, even without a pasuk, the Rambam can make this siyagana.
So I don't think that it's necessarily so. I don't think that it is necessarily so that whether l'chayra the suyag behektish is going to be based on mishmeres or mishmarati. Mishmeres. So I don't know if that would make that. I'm not aware. Go ahead, Tzvi. But what would be the basis of that, though? I think. Go ahead.
That whether it's on the shochet of the food, Rashi would say that it's on the shochet that he needs to follow all the nahagos on the shechita, including the knife.
So that bechal is an interesting question. If I couldn't there be an iser on the, if I'm a kabel, so could there be an iser on the shochet? If I'm the shochet, yeah. But if he's a shochet who's serving me, I can't imagine that iser on. How is he part of my Kabbalah? If I'm the Sheikhid, yeah. That would be correct. So, l'chayra, if we look carefully, we'll see there's a distinction between Rashi and the Rambam in understanding the Chulin Shanas, the Kabbalah. Right? Rashi said the Kabbalah was based on what? L'hargil atzmo b'tarvus kodshim. Shem yechal shlomim oitoyni yehei boki b'shmirosim. He's preparing himself. I'm going to bring Shlomim. I'm going to bring a Torah. It's a wonderful Jew. He always wants to be ready. He may have to bring a Korban Torah. He may have Shlomim also. He wants to give Shevet HaGishbaruch. He's going to do Boser Kodshim. Shibokim Vishmi Rasam. Like the Chavetz Chaim says that maybe we want to base on Mikdash. So we should all be learning Kodshim. If we really... I'm preparing for Beis HaMikdash. So, are you talking that we wouldn't be learning Kodesh? Problem is we haven't learned Lashon Hazikin yet. So Rashi says, here's a Jew who's mitzapu levias HaMashiach. He's not going to be caught off guard. So he runs his home. Voki b'shmirasa. Voki b'shmirasa means There's man shebeisa liknush kayev. It would be osir to be metame kodshim. So if I'm pretending that this is kodshim, osir l'tame. Rambam's lashon is afal pi shemuter leachol oichlin temein melishtreis mashkin temein chasidim avishoinim. Hayu oichlin chulin betara v'nitzharn min tumas kulan kol yemeim v'manikrim prushim v'davre ze kedusha yisei rei v'derech chasidus yunivdal odom u'poyresh mishor om v'lo yiga v'hem v'lo yoichol v'yishtri moem she'aprishus mevili de taras aguf imasim rom. Rambam says it's precious. It's not preparing for mikdash. It's not to hang around with the riffraff, right? The spiritual riffraff, right? Not how can God? I'd love to come to the simcha, but I eat a taras hakodesh, right? That's an extra line in the RSVP. Can't make it. Sorry, I eat a taras hakodesh. You get to go. You nivdal me'om. She'apris me'ili de taras aguf masim rom. Taras aguf kedusha nefesh. Kedusha nefesh lidomis hashchina the mesilas yisharim. So l'chayra the machlokes Rashi Ramban l'chayra is this machlokes. What's the nekuda in al taras hakodesh? All right. So sikum advarim. Sikum advarim is, if I'm correct, again, I'm not holding enough in it. If I'm correct, then there's a Mishnah in Nida, in Aleph Amud Beis, it says that when preparing the Korban Pesach, there's a halacha that the water that will be used for Korban Pesach has to be prepared on Taras HaKodesh. There's a machlekes what that means. Does that mean that we do it kik kodesh done with it? Means that we have to follow the suyagim, where we allow a tvul yoyim, who's only a sheni mituma, to hold the keli, because maybe they'll touch the water, and they'll hold the keli. Whatever happens, happens. Now we switch to a Zohar, a fine Jew, who for some reason was inspired to eat al taras hakodesh. What does that mean? So Chazal explaining to you what it means. It means that you've accepted that model as if your home is, the food in your home could be kodshim. Why would a person do that? What's the basis for it? According to Rambam, it's a shir and precious. According to Rashi, it's part of a chana, the binyan beis hamikdash. So what's the nafka mina? Rashi and Rambam. According to Rambam, it's just a question of the food. There's no iser of making a tame. There's no halacha. There's no gezeir v'shema. There's a din that the food in your house has to have a certain hechsher, right? Just like you have bishul, you have gevinas yisrael, bishul yisrael, all these things to make sure we don't hang out with a certain crowd and end up marrying non-Jews. So now we followed that model and said you want to only hang out with the upper spiritual crust of Klal Yisrael, Taras HaKodesh. There's no Easter. But according to Rashi, it's a different kind of din altogether. It's not a din of precious per se. It's a din of tikkun chatzos. It's a din of chalashing for mikdash. The house is ready, right? Basim and acharakim, we're ready to roll. Because Baruch Hu Mashiach, we are ready. Tzipit Yeshua. First question they're asked. The Yemen din. Tzipit Yeshua. Come and see my house. Yeah, it's also in my house to touch tumah. It's also in my house because it's kegilas kodshim. Because I want to bring a korban tayyeh. So according that could be the basis. How does that affect us? So it doesn't matter either way because both of them end up in the same gemara. So Mimbeila Chazal say that if you're shechting kodshim, mamish kodshim, so a tummy cannot shecht kodshim. If he shechted kodshim shchita soy kesheira, even without edus, but akol shoychet means this din of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. First mishnah mesechta,
when we go from Kodshim to Chulin, that this kind of Chulin that is styled after Kodshim, whether you hold like Rashi Ramban, Chazal also doesn't really matter. Over here we're saying that if you hold Lavka Kodesh Domu, nothing, no din. Kodesh Domu, then you have to make a Suyag. Not the same Suyag as the Tomi B'Mukdoshin that can't Shech Bechlal. Well, Suyag with a Sakana or with a long knife. But obviously, we're not going to answer it more than Tomi B'Mukdoshin either. A kol sheichlin, as long as you make a kol sheichlin, chulin shenaso taras hakodesh, as long as you made some suyog, because we pass from kikodesh domo, that's be some suyog. The tful yayim should not even pour the water. That's the meikiridin, I think, and goes to be rabbanon that if a person is running his house in this way, then he has to have this suyog. Good.
How
can
Rashi say that
there's
an
Isser
make
things
tame
when we already say somewhere else that all of Tosfos is tame mace? Yeah, the Rishonim discussed that. I think one of the Rishonim discussed it in our sugya. So that's a strong support for the Rambam and the Ramban. They're saying if I'm tummy anyway. So if you look carefully, Rashi's lashon is sheiboki. I may have over dramatized Rashi a little bit. So I may walk back a little bit. It doesn't mean that my house is not mishready, but I know how to do it. I'm boki mishmirasa. So once I do the poor duma, the rest of us who haven't done a taras hakodesh, we're going to do the poor duma. We're going to become Torah, and we won't know what to do. We don't have to go through hours and hours of shurim. Those who learn the kodshim will be putting out like Pesach booklets as to how do you run your house. But the ones who did this, they'll be bokeh, they'll know the halachas. Alright, maybe that's more of a better way to put it. The yisoid over here is the din of chulin shenazot taras hakodesh. Is that a din of precious? Or is it a din of hachonah l'bias hamikdash? So Birkas Avraham, I'll finish with it, points out that the Magen Avraham quotes a shloah. Oh, that's what asks the kasha. The shloah asks the kasha. The Magen Avraham asks the kasha in the shloah. Okay, that's where it is. Tav Reish Gimel. Right? So the Magen Avraham says that one of the practices of Aseris Yimei Tshuva that apparently was once accepted was Chasidim Nogu Lechol Kulin Betara Va'af Shekulonu Temei Mason. Oh, the Saka Lakasha. Sorry. So he says, it's true. What do? They would make sure that none of their food became wet so that they couldn't transfer wetness to the food, right? That's the answer. Right? Well, Rav's kasha. So the Birkas Avraham says, what does al taras hakodesh have to do with aseres yimei tshuva? There it says, according to Rashi, it's a good kasha. But according to Rambam, it fits in very well. According to Rashi, aseres yimei tshuva is lechori not a time when we have a greater, where we practice the din of tzipis to the shul to a greater extent. But according to Rambam, where it's a din of precious of conducting oneself with greater discipline, so then that would make sense during Seir Shabbat Shul. Okay. We'll go back to Mr. Shem tomorrow. Please look at all the tais. We're not going to do this all tais together, just not to slow down so much, because we want to learn more chulin. But every tais is an interesting.